Hi, this is Sugandhi Iyer for the Joyful Manifestation Show. Welcome back. I hope you've had a wonderful 2 weeks. I have had a wonderful 2 weeks myself. Today we are going to talk about creation. Of course, the whole Joyful Manifestation Show is about creation, creating joyfully from a joyful place. But today we will focus a lot on creation and how to create everything by creating yourself. The faster you discover yourself and become who you really are, the faster your mind will be aligned with your inner self's dream. Yes, there is a little bit of deep soul science involved here because I have a very Eastern background. And the East, they talk about the soul and who you really are, etc. And I'm sure they do that in different cultures. But the whole joyful manifestation process is founded on who you really are. And so the depth of the science of the soul is infused throughout joyful manifestation. Joyful manifestation takes you from the very inner depths of your soul, the science of your soul, the science of God, to the very materialistic place of just enjoying your day-to-day life, having plenty of fun, having sex, buying a lot of things, visiting a lot of tourist spots, doing anything that you want to do. So the whole joyful manifestation process is, it includes everything, right from the very deep science of the soul to the extreme materialistic world where you might even think all you want to do is make a lot of money, spend it, and have a lot of fun. There's no judgment here. Because joyful manifestation is not religious, it's not based on religion. It doesn't incorporate fear of God. Because joyful manifestation believes you are God. I am that. We are that. And if we are that, then there should be no fear to become whoever you want to be and to experience whatever you want to experience at any time. A lot of taboos exist in this world. I was watching a movie yesterday. I don't know the name of the movie actually, but it was about a court case. And in that court case, I was so surprised that oral sex was supposed to be taboo. It was illegal at some point. I think in, I'm not sure, but the movie was made in 1970. So I'm assuming it's around that time. I was surprised to hear about this. And there was a whole movie created on the fact that somebody saw a couple, a husband and wife, having oral sex, filed a lawsuit against them, called the police, etc., etc. So you can see that fear of all of these things in the world, the pleasure elements of the world, have been created by various religious institutions, by society over time. It has been imposed on mankind, and then it's become part of the consciousness so that when somebody really wants to break free of this fear, they have a hard time doing so. Joyful manifestation goes beyond this, and it doesn't believe in the concept of fear except to the extent of caution for consequences, because everything has consequences. It's not based on sin, it's just pure consequences from cause and effect, action and consequences, cause and effect. So that's what it believes in, but it doesn't come from the point of view of fear. And so you're going to be punished for anything that you want to do. In fact, I think that it would be wonderful if everybody started to believe that they can be whoever they want to be, have whatever they want to have, enjoy whatever they want to enjoy. There is nothing called sin. There is no God waiting to punish you and to judge you at some future date in time for you to suffer. There's nothing like that. God is you. You are God. You are that consciousness that wants to take form in human body and wants to experience life to the nth level, infinity. And there are no consequences. Sorry, that's wrong. There are no sins. There are consequences from cause and action. Let's say, okay, let's look at it this way. There's a husband and wife. One of them wants to step outside the marriage and cheat. The way that you should look at it, not as a sin against God and mankind, it's not a sin. And there is no God waiting to judge you because of adultery. Nothing like that. There are consequences, however, very physical consequences. The wife or the husband might get upset to finding out. There is a breakdown of the marriage. There are families that are disturbed. Things can happen, wealth that is distributed, loss of money, loss of partnership. These are the possible consequences, but these are real-time consequences, cause and effect, not a sin, not judged by God. In fact, there are different viewpoints to this. It could just be that the couple have lost that spark that they have. It could be that they're not soulmates, not true soulmates. There may be so many reasons. And when one of the spouses finds their true soulmate, his or her true soulmate, there could be a complete change, a complete turnaround. And again, this is situation to situation. It's completely dependent on each situation and not to be judged blanket, like a blanket judgment. So again, this is not sin, but there are certain consequences that can be very severe from different actions that people take in this world. Joyful manifestation is based on the fact that if you are happy, you remain in happy spaces, quote unquote, the energy in that space being happy is like a bubble. If the bubble in which you exist is happy and it's filled with all this happiness energy, you're going to attract more and more happy events. It's a science, because if you think about it, the aura, it extends to a certain area, and it's your aura, it's your energy field, which is extending outwards and has an effect on everything that you come across, everything that you do, everything that you come across, people that you come across. So let's say you have a very nice aura and your energy is very positive and it's joyful. People approaching you, even from a distance, even before they get to your aura, and especially when they get into your aura, they feel like they've so refreshed and they feel so happy because there's something in your energy field that encompasses them and makes them completely happy. Now, if they were to approach the aura of somebody who is not happy, who is not positive, that other person may drain quickly. He may lose his energy, he or she may lose his energy or her energy, and there is a quick drain. Now, some very, very highly evolved beings have, people, have auras that extend miles and miles, and that's what I've heard. And that's what people, they call the masters, et cetera, and they have these huge auras that are able to encompass a lot of people, so they attract a lot of people to them. They're very magnetic. People listen to them. People prosper in their energy field. A lot of good things happen, etc. Of course, for everything, that's there is a positive and there's a negative. The problem, if you get into somebody's aura and that person influences you too much, then what happens is then you are bound by their belief system. The best way to do it is to preserve your own aura, to have your own energy, and to take what you want to take from somebody and let go of what you don't want. Because you don't really want a lot of your belief systems to turn around and change so quickly that your head is left spinning. And the next thing you know, you're in some city, in some country, somewhere, doing something that you never planned to do. You might have joined a mission, could have become a nun. There are so many things, I'm just joking. There are so many things that can happen when you join certain sects or certain groups. There is this huge energy and you kind of get influenced by that. Learning how to take the positive from somebody's aura or a group's aura and leaving what you don't want behind, having your independent mind, being able to judge for yourself what you like, what you don't like, always creating the opportunity to have and to make choices is very, very important for yourself and for the development of your inner self, your physical self, your mental self. And all of this will actually help you create joyfully, because now nobody else is influencing you, but you are influencing yourself, and you get to make the choices that you want to make dependent on your experiences. This is what happens even between couples. Because of staying in each other's aura for a very long time, and let's say you're married to somebody or you're living with somebody and you're in a house, this house has windows, walls, etc. And when there is a lot of energy by your spouse or your mate in that house, you are now like a fish in an aquarium. So you're now swimming in that energy, and it influences you and what happens in your life. And it influences your manifestation abilities to a very large extent, taking away your ability to manifest individually and independently, thinking independently from your own mind and arriving at conclusions and decisions that are good for you as a person. Just remember, if you are sharing a space with somebody, because it's bound by the walls and windows, their aura will fill up the space and you will be in their aura and swimming in it like a fish swims in an aquarium in that water, being influenced by that energy. This is not supposed to make you break up relationships or do something crazy. The whole decision of what you want to do, where you want to be, everything rests on your shoulders. It is your independent decision to make, but this is how it really works. We will be heading into money manifestation now and taking a tiny, tiny break of 2 or 3 minutes. There will be some music, so we will meet again. Talk to you soon in a couple of minutes.
Gold chain, gold dollar champagne. Yeah, my money insane. Yeah, I'm making it rain. But I was just on a plane, buying gear, flying here. This must is my time of year. If I'm in the club, I get 100 stacks. I'm always rolling up, so I get love from that. Then it's not my swag, but I don't want it back. I was on this, but now I'm on to that. You see, I'm in my closet before I saw the rap. Was I the real white? Now I'm going back, man. I got so much money, I should start a bank. So much paper right in front of me, it's hard to think. Pop so many bottles, it's gonna be hard to drink. But well, I'm still growing up, my family here, and they rolling up, so I'm. The bigger the bill, the harder you fall. Well, I'm throwing mine, cause my money long. The quicker you hit, the faster you go. That's why where I come from, the only thing we know is. The bigger the bill, the harder you fall. Well, I'm throwing mine, cause my money long. The quicker you hit, the faster you go. That's why where I come from, the only thing we know is. Well, girl, you know I'm a star. Used to barrels, but now we buy the bar. Last year they had to ask them, they know who we are. Walk in the building I own. You tell by who I'm on the phone with. Yeah, talk about grown. Too busy jacking my swag. Need to fuck around, get your own. Get your own cars, get your own clothes. Get your own smoke, get your own. You ain't ripping my game, get your own click. The bigger the bill, the harder you fall. Well, I'm throwing mine, cause my money long. The quicker you hit, the faster you go. That's why where I come from, the only thing we know is. The bigger the bill, the harder you fall. Well, I'm throwing mine, cause my money long. The quicker you hit, the faster you go. That's why where I come from, the only thing we know is. Go hard, go hard. that you gotta do, that's your job. Don't hate, but that's no problem. So hey, fuck them, don't need nothing from them. So sucking, but the they claiming don't mean nothing. It's straight from Cali, that's what's in my joint, that's what I'm puffing. OG, I'm being one since I was young enough to know that everybody was gonna know me. Most don't see. The bigger the bill, the harder you fall. Well, I'm throwing mine, cause my money long. The quicker you hit, the faster you go. That's why where I've come from, the only thing we know is the bigger the bill, the harder you fall. Well, I'm throwing mine, cause my money long. The quicker you hit, the faster you go. That's why where I've come from, the only thing we know is work, 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 work,
Hi, this is Sugandhi Iyer. Back on the Joyful Manifestation Show, we're entering money manifestation segment, that which I call career and work. I was reading one of Abraham Hicks' quotes. If you are not signed up for Abraham Hicks, it's a wonderful way of getting some law of attraction messages. I think you just have to Google Abraham Hicks and you might be able to get their quotes directly into your email box if you haven't already done so. This is a quote that Abraham Hicks has sent May 10th. It says, "Your action has nothing to do with your abundance. Your abundance is a response to your vibration. Of course, your belief is part of your vibration. If you believe that action is part of what brings your abundance, then you've got to unravel that." Again, I'm just repeating it. Abraham Hicks quote, May 10th, 2018. Your action has nothing to do with your abundance. Your abundance is a response to your vibration. Of course, your belief is part of your vibration. So if you believe that action is what brings your abundance, then you've got to unravel that. Joyful manifestation believes in action. I believe in action. The reason is simply because our minds are not completely equipped to unravel everything. That's just how our minds are created. Human minds, our minds, because of our childhoods, because of past lives, our experiences, everything is not able to be done by this mind. And you can sit and finally imagine what you want, a lot of money pouring on you, etc., etc. But here's a very, very important thing. You have to put out your resume. You just have to do it. You have to pick up the phone. You have to get into your car and you need to drive. Action is a very, very important part of law of attraction and of manifestation. And sitting on your couch, only imagining, is not going to work 100%. There is a reason why. Let's just look at it from a belief system. Only from belief system. Not from the point of just having to physically take action. Let's say me, Sugandhi, I'm going to just take an example. I don't need to apply for jobs. I have my own work. I can take myself as an example. Let's say I need a job. Because of a few weeks or months of not having a job, maybe the economy is bad or something happened. Let's say I'm not able to completely imagine myself getting a job. Days pass, weeks pass. However, if I do sit down at a computer and I do type up a lot of resumes or one very good resume, I sit down and whenever I have another thought, I put it into my resume, I make my resume better and better. What happens is every time I put it out there, either I get a response or I don't get a response. So if I don't get a response, what I can do is go back to my resume, put something else in there, make it better, and then send it out. Now, every time I've done an action, I'm going to feel better about it. This is going back to my thinking and my belief system. Whoa, that's a good resume. Now I think I'm going to get responses. Do you see the difference? It's just your own belief system. We're working with our own belief system here. But as we're working with our belief system, we are taking action to improve our belief system. This belief system improves our vibrations, and then our vibrations attract something really good to us. Hence, action is important to your arriving at a place of feeling confident in yourself. And every time you go there and you put out 100 resumes, what happens is your belief system thinks, wow, I put out 100 resumes, and so it must work. What is that? It's the law of probability. What is it? The probability, right, of it working increases with the amount of action that I take. It's very simple. It's a very simple law that everybody's been following, and it does work. It's something like the funnel system, where you have a wide mouth on top and then you have a narrow opening at the bottom, and the wide mouth on top is the marketing. Get into touch with a lot of people, then a few of them may buy your product. A lot of these principles and rules that people have already discovered really work. Don't think that the law of attraction is only going to work. It works based off your vibrations, but your vibrations and your belief system need strengthening by taking various, what I call, guided actions that will put you on your path of progress. And I completely believe it's your belief which is a part of your vibration, and abundance is a response to your vibration, and it's completely true. But taking action honestly helps. As long as it's good action, it's guided action. And in fact, a lot of coaching, real-time coaching, is based on guided action, where your coach guides you to take certain steps which actually bring about a good response from the person that you are taking this step towards or away from. And coaching is based on action, thinking correctly and taking guided action. Definitely think better, but also allow your actions to fuel your belief system. And it's not that action, if you believe that action is a part of what brings you abundance, it's not about you believing that action is a part of what brings you abundance. Action is very essential to making your vibration strong enough that it attracts abundance. And then what happens is one day, one fine sunny day, what happens is you become so confident. You become so confident because of all of these guided actions. And your value in the market goes up so high that people actually want you in their company. And even before you leave a job, somebody is offering you another job with a higher pay scale. And then at that time, your vibration is so strong, and your vibration has become strong because of all the good thinking that you've done and the guided action that you've taken. And that has built up your value, your intrinsic value to society, which then enables them or makes them aware of you and has them contact you. This is very important to remember. If we go into money manifestation, the core of money manifestation depends on one thing. What is your intrinsic value? What is the value that you have for society? What is a product that you offer to society? What is a service that you provide? Is your service of value? Do people want it? Are they willing to pay good money for it? So when you're creating your business and your vibrations, of course, is what is attracting your abundance, because your abundance is contained in your vibrations, which is created out of several weeks of continued abundance flowing to you. The action, this is also action, of continued abundance flowing to you has infiltrated your energy system. It's in your vibrations. Your aura is thick with this money and with this experience that you have and this money that you have contained in your vibrations, in your aura, and it goes out and it attracts more and more abundance back to you. However, this does take time to build, unless, of course, you know, you're born in this really, really wealthy family and they have all of this money, blah, 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 and you're not spending it all in a casino in one day, blowing it up. I don't know if you've heard the story. I just kind of went through this story very briefly about this prince who lost 7 or 9 wives because he was gambling. I think, I'm sorry, I don't mean to laugh, but why he put his wives as a bet. He lost all his wives because of that. This is one of the stories. So you can be born rich, you could have a lot of money, but you could do something completely irresponsible and then lose it all overnight along with your family. Intelligence, your mind, your wisdom, all of these are very important for manifestation, the law of attraction to work for you, because the law of attraction also recognizes genius. It does recognize genius. If you have something of value, the law of attraction recognizes that. And your belief system recognizes that. And so your belief system goes out there and feels that I have something of value to offer to this world. Okay, we can make an affirmation out of this maybe for everybody out there who wants to be a model, an actor, life coach, a business person, wants to just get a fantastic job. For everybody out there, it's good to think this. I have a lot of value to offer to this world. I have so much value that people are lining up outside my door just to partake of my services. Now, don't ask me how I got this word partake. I just pulled it out of the air. I know it's kind of old-fashioned, but just to partake of my service. And the services that I provide bring joy and happiness to the people that I come into contact with. These people are willing to pay me good money for my services as I help them achieve whatever it is that they want to achieve as per their goals and dreams. As you think of yourself as having more and more value, then you would go out there, create your business cards, make a list of all the things that you provide for a person, a list of 1 to 10 items. It doesn't have to be 10, but 1 to 10 items so that when somebody sees your brochure, when they see your pamphlet, they've gone through these lists of these bullet points of things that you provide to them and click, click, click. Their mind has already bought your service. And their money is soon to follow. This is what people are looking for. They're just looking for a solution. So think of a problem, any problem that a person could have, correct? It doesn't have to be a problem. It's an issue. It's a problem. It's a desire. It's a want. Anything that a person could want, then think of what you can do to provide it to them. And then create bullet points of all of the benefits that you're going to be providing. And do you know something? It's not only about you going out and physically giving that pamphlet to people, because yes, you do want to put it on your website. You do want to create those brochures. You do want to do all of this action, body work that you need to do. But also it's you convincing yourself that these are the things that you're going to provide to people. And you look at your list and like, my God, this is what I do for people? I've got amazing skills and talents. Why did I hide myself for so many years? See, your simple action step, it's an action step of you writing down all of these things has now put it into your mind. And you might even come up with 5 or 10 points more. And you're so convinced that you're important to this world. And your intrinsic value has now increased dramatically. Your aura is plumped up with all of this fantastic energy that you have about yourself and what you can do for people. And then you go out there, take all the physical actions you need, you get some website. It doesn't have to be something great. So if you're thinking, oh my God, it's going to cost so much money. No, you have different providers. They take $12, $10 a month and they're ready. You can just create your own website. Start with something. It doesn't matter what it is. Anything. Start with a very basic website. you will feel your juices pump up. Juices pump up. Okay, I don't know if that's a sentence, but you will feel your juices rush through you and you feel so happy and energized with what you can do for this world. And all you have to do now is to get it out to people so that people know that you're there. Now, as your vibrations are being strengthened by a combination of your thinking, by a combination of your action steps, again, action is not really required, but the more guided action you take, the better your belief system is going to increase, and it opens doors for people to contact you. If you don't have a website, there's no telephone number out there, you have this fantastic ability to give something to the world. How are they going to know where you are? You have, of course, those chances where you could be sitting somewhere and someone walks up to you. If you're not there where these things happen to you, then all of these other things are definitely going to help you put it out there. And anyways, if somebody walks up to you, it's something that you have to give them, a business card, a brochure, a pamphlet, a website address where they can read about you, things that you've done, your portfolio as such. And you put it out there and you will see that having increased your intrinsic value, knowing your intrinsic value to the world as to what you can provide to the world, conceptualizing, coming up with new ideas. I always think of the smartphones. The smartphone, whoever came up with smartphones must have put some thought into it and convinced the public that we need smartphones. I'm so convinced, I just float on smartphones and iPads. And many years ago, I didn't even think they existed. I didn't even know I needed them until someone convinced me that, you know what, you need a smartphone. And without a smartphone, you're nothing and nobody. It's true. Without an iPhone, I mean, those days, my brother's a big iPhone person. And all of us in this group, we all liked iPhones a lot. If you were all convinced, if we had an iPhone, then we are somebody. Okay. And it was sometime back when the iPhones first came out, smartphones first came out, but somebody thought of a smartphone. And someone thought that the world needs a smartphone. That person sat down, thought of all the things that a smartphone can do for a person that a person would need, came up with an idea, and then went about creating that. This is our segment on money manifestation for today. We will be stepping into soulmate manifestation, that which I call love and sex. So hold on tight. We're just taking a 2 or 3 minutes break for some music. Coming back soon.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So seductive. I take you to the candy shop. I let you lick the lollipop. Go ahead, girl, don't you stop. Keep going till you hit the spot. Whoa!
I'll take you to the candy shop.
Yeah.
One more taste of what I got.
Uh-huh.
I'll have you spending all you got.
Come on.
Keep going till you hit the spot.
Whoa! You can have it your way. How do you want it? You gon' back that thing up or should I push up on it? Temperature rising, okay, let's go to the next level. Dance floor jam-packed, hot as a tea kettle. I break it down for you now, baby, it's simple. If you be an info, I'll be an info. In the hotel or in the back of the rental. On the beach or in the park, it's whatever you into. Got the magic stick, I'm the love doctor. Hey, your friends teaching you about how I sprung, I got you. Wanna show me you can work it, baby? No problem, get on top, then get to bounce around like a low rider. I'm a seasoned vet when it comes to the shit. After you work up a sweat, you can play with the stick. I'm trying to explain, baby, the best way I can. I'm melting your mouth, girl, not in your I'll hand. I take you to the candy shop. I let you lick the lollipop. Go ahead, girl, don't you stop. Keep going till you hit the spot. Whoa. Just between me and you, yeah. Give it to me, baby, nice and slow.
climb on top, ride like you're in a rodeo. You ain't never heard it sound like this before, cause I ain't never put it down like this. Soon as I come through the door, she get to pulling on my zipper. It's like it's a race, who could get undressed quicker. Isn't it ironic how erotic it is to watch them thongs? Had me thinking about that ass after I'm gone. I touched the right spot at the right time. Lights on, a light off, she like it from behind. So seductive, you should see the way she whine. Her hips in slow-mo on the floor when we grind. Long she ain't stopping, homie, I ain't stopping. Dripping wet with sweat, man, it's on and popping on my champagne can. Paint. Bottle after bottle is on, and we gon' sip to every bubble, and every bottle is gone.
I take you to the candy shop, I let you lick the lollipop. Go ahead, girl, don't you stop. Keep going till you hit the spot. Whoa.
Hi, this is Sugandhi Iyer for the Joyful Manifestation Show. Welcome back. We're into soulmate manifestation, love and sex. We were talking about creation right in the beginning of the show, about creating ourselves and creating what we want, free of all of the religious taboos that have been placed on us. It's good to use things that you want to use, that which you think is beneficial to you, from the religions that have been created over years. It's not that religion is bad. It's good. Everything is good. But it's good to take what you want from it and to let go of what you don't want from it. Anything that helps you progress, that shows you how to be more confident, that strengthens your belief system into leading a happy life, happy, wealthy, and healthy life, is great. But the minute it gets into taboo and sin and fear of God and punishment, that's when you can take a step back and say, okay, this is what I'm not comfortable with. I don't want this infiltrating my belief system. Because here's something that happens. Even when we listen to these, overnight while we're sleeping, there's some kind of processing that happens. It's entered your energy field. And just when you're in a situation where you're about to do something or not about to do something, and you're going to be making a couple of choices that you really need to make, these words that you've heard somewhere are going to pop up from nowhere. Almost like somebody wrote these words across the sky, skywriting, big, huge words, and they just pop up from somewhere. They can have the effect of stopping you from doing something that would have been something that you needed to do at that time. Something very important that if these words were not there in your energy system, they would not have popped up in front of you in your head and told you, no, don't do that. No, don't do that. That's a sin. That's going to get you into trouble. The minute you hear it's a sin, it's going to get you into trouble, that's when you should know, okay, that's not the good voice. That's a voice of fear. And it's come from somewhere. It's come over years of something being placed in my mind, something that I don't want. And I'm not going to listen to it. What you can do is think of consequences. Okay, so if I take this decision, these are the consequences. And oh, I'm willing to take a risk because it's worth it. And so you have your independent mind thinking, and you're willing to take a risk because the benefits far outweigh the problem. As long as you're working from the level of consequences and not from the level of sin, you're fine. You're good. Nobody's there to judge you. I was walking through Hard Rock Casino. I live in Las Vegas, as you know. I was walking through Hard Rock Casino 2 days ago, I see this man shirtless. He's walking around. Everybody else is dressed up in clothes and having a good time. This man is in his own world. He's doing his own thing. He's shirtless. He's walking around. And I looked at him like, he's shirtless. And I didn't think much of it because this is Las Vegas, of course. However, he had something written on his back in huge words. God is my judge. I think he was trying to tell people not to judge him, that the only person who can judge him is God. And I think this person personally doesn't believe that God is really going to judge him. I don't think so. Otherwise, he wouldn't be doing what he's doing if he believed in a bad God, judgmental God. I think what he wrote was for other people to tell them, hey, guess what? I maybe walk shirtless and I may be doing what I'm doing. However, you have no right to judge me because God is my only judge. So he kind of put something on their mouths before they can even think to judge him. It's like, stop right there. And I was thinking, that's wonderful. He wants to tattoo it on his back. That's his back. But this is what this man believes. In your life also, when creating something, if we hear these constant words saying, no, this is not right, this is wrong, blah, 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 you've just done something really bad, and so-and-so is not going to be happy with you, God's not going to be happy with you, you're going to hell, and blah, 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 then what happens is you're stopped short on your tracks even before you lift a single finger to do what you'd want to do. And this is how people stop themselves from achieving their goals and dreams, because they have so many things going on that pops into their head from things they've read, things they've heard over many, many years. When you're creating out there and you're manifesting, what you need to have is a very strong mind. Fortify your mind and you make it strong so that nobody else's belief system enters your mind. And only your belief system works with you. For that, you need a strong mind. And you allow only that which helps you, and you don't allow that which doesn't help you. Considering wisdom given by different people is different. You can consider their words of wisdom. You can think about it. You can decide if it's good for you or not good for you, and then take it and do with it what you need to do. But having a very strong mind is very important when you're creating yourself and you're creating your situation in love, especially. I coach so many people, so many women, so many men, especially women. By the time a woman meets a man, and by the time he's looked at her a few times, she's already in love with the guy. Having a strong mind so that you don't go around falling in love before it's time. It's so important to develop this very strong mind. Because if you fall in love ahead of time, before the man has done anything or the woman has even done anything, before that person has done anything, then your mind is going to be paraded with so many thoughts of failure. Because after you've given your heart to somebody, or after you've considered that you're in love with someone, then everything the person does and doesn't do is going to hit you on your mind and on your heart, like in your heart, in your mind. And your mind, which first had this infatuation or which liked this person because he's so attractive, is going to break down quickly. And your belief system about even being able to attract this man is going to start to struggle. Your whole energy system is going to struggle to just keep itself going so that can bring this new person into actually one day committing to you. Because right in the beginning itself, your mind, not strong enough, has been broken down over weeks of this man ignoring you, not calling you, not taking your calls, pretending like he hasn't seen you, not complimenting you, flirting with other women in front of you, having a wife at home, having a girlfriend, all of these things would have done so much damage on your mind and your heart that getting your energy system together, holding the positive energy in your aura so that you can go out there and win this man and have him run after you. It will not work because all of the energy has been draining. When we meet our soulmate, your soulmate is going to be equal or higher in intelligence, emotional abilities, the ability to stay away from you, the ability to ignore you, the ability to turn his back and walk away. All of these abilities are given to your soulmate. I'm sorry, this is how it works. And this actually helps answer a lot of questions that your soulmate will have the ability to do all of these things to you and to press all of your buttons even before you started really dating, because this is how the whole soulmate manifestation works. And that is, your soulmate challenges you on every level of existence that you are on. If insecurity is a problem, if neediness is a problem, if feeling alone is a problem, not being happy with your own company is a problem, struggling from past men cheating on you, all of these things that have happened, not being able to attract the love of your life, what happens is your soulmate, unfortunately, instead of giving you everything right from day one, or even if he gives you everything for a few days and then he starts this withdrawal and his push and pull, this is part of soulmate manifestation. It is part of the process because it has been noted that this is what happens. If you have come across these situations and you're wondering, this man, if he's doing all of these things, he doesn't like me. No, he does like you a lot. He does like you a lot. It's just that the whole soulmate energy, the way that this universe has created it, is that your soulmate has to help strengthen you inside out and is going to be the person who challenges you to reach for higher and higher levels in your life, higher levels of existence, higher levels of inner strength, higher levels of confidence, and he may not do it exactly the way you want him to do it. This is part of soulmate manifestation and having a very strong mind is going to help you get through this. It's great to be feminine, feminine. You know, I come from India, so my accents are a little different from time to time and almost all the time. And so I have these accents, you know, I pick up so many things from so many people because I talk to people from different cultures. So I have a bit of everything going on right now. It's good to be feminine. It's good to have strength, but it's not necessary to be a manly feminist woman to get so strong in your mind that you push out everybody. When we do soulmate manifestation and we have a strong mind, having that core strain of being feminine running through you in your responses and how you behave and how you talk, and not being, I'm going to get you if you do this, make sure that, you know, I'm going to punch your lights out. That is not a strong mind. A strong mind depends on being soft, being nice, being good to your partner, and being in that feminine spirit, which we women have within ourselves and we can bring to this world. We're at the end of the show. I would love to talk to you again 2 weeks more. There are many more manifestation methods and tips that you can learn. It's in Joyful Manifestation, my book, which you can get on Amazon.com or some other online retailers like Barnes & Noble, etc. You can also work with me through joyfulmanifestation.com. I hope you have a wonderful 2 weeks, and I hope a lot of abundance and love is showered on you. Have a fantastic rest of the day. Thank you.